Athena Bible Story, Genesis chapter 34. Jacob came to Shechem in Canaan. Jacob then pitched his tents before the city of Shechem. Jacob bought a piece of land from the children of Hamor for 100 pieces of money. Hamor is Shechem's father. When Shechem saw Dinah, he took Dinah by force and lay with her. Shechem violated Dinah. Shechem desperately wanted Dinah, and so he asked his father Hamor to help him to get Dinah for him. Jacob heard that Shechem had defiled the virginity of Dinah. Dinah's brothers were at work in the field and never heard of the news yet. When Dinah's brothers came back from the field, they heard the news about Dinah and were very angry with Shechem. This is because it is a very disgraceful thing to happen to Dinah. Hamor talked to Jacob. "My son Shechem loves your daughter Dinah and wants to marry her. Please give your daughter Dinah to marry with my son Shechem. You can then marry any woman here in our city. You can also trade with us." Then Shechem said, "I will give you any amount of dowry that you want. Just give me your daughter, Dinah, for marriage." Jacob's sons had already made plans to kill Shechem, along with the inhabitants of his country. So they tricked Shechem by saying, "We will give you Dinah for marriage. However, our custom required that you and the man in your city must be circumcised. If you don't get your man circumcised, we will take Dinah and disappear." And so Hamor and Shechem persuaded the men in their city to get circumcised. The men of Shechem agreed, and they all circumcised. When on the third day after the circumcision, the men are still in pain, Jacob's sons Simeon and Levi went to attack Shechem. They killed all the men in the city and plundered away all their possessions. They took all the women and children in their city as prisoners.